Hello, hello. It's Isabel here, your host on the Holy Raw Nutrition Podcast, and welcome back, beautiful people of the Holy Raw family, to another amazing episode just for you and your pets. So, today is episode number 8, and we have a super special guest. I'm very excited to introduce you guys to him, and we're going to be talking about mushrooms for your pets. So, for anyone who doesn't know me, I am a certified small animal naturopath and carnivore nutritionist, and I focus on nutrition for dogs and cats as nature intended for them to eat. I have my own shop here in a small town called Chelsea, Quebec, so we're located in Canada, where me and my team, we help hundreds of pets each month. We offer a wide variety of raw pet food, as well as holistic supplements and treats. And my goal through these podcasts is to empower you as a pet owner so that you have the knowledge and the tools necessary to make the right health choices for your pets. So in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about mushrooms for your pets. This is so exciting for me because I've been really diving into the topic of mushrooms for myself, for my dog Ayla, and it's been such an amazing journey. And today you're going to be tuning in to a podcast that I recorded with Brett, who is the co-founder of Mindful Meds. So he formulates special mushroom and herbal blends for people, and we're going to be diving into mushrooms, their uses, the benefits. So I welcome you to listen to the recording. It is a little bit echoey, but bear with us because this is going to be such an amazing podcast, and I'm sure you're going to get so much out of it. So I hope you enjoy, and here we go. Wait, what was I saying? I'll do that again. Hello, hello. Welcome back to episode number 8. And today we're talking about mushrooms for your pets. I know a lot of people are learning about the reaping benefits of mushrooms and want to know how they can share those same advantages for their dogs and cats. And we'll be covering the use of functional and medicinal mushrooms today, what they're commonly used for, and how our pets can get the same benefits. So I'm super excited because today I actually have my first ever guest on the show. So I'm super excited to introduce you guys all to Brett. Brett is the co-founder of Mindful Meds. If you guys haven't checked them out, I strongly recommend doing so. Where he specializes in formulating mushroom blends with plants and herbs. Brett has been studying mushrooms for over 10 years and how they can be used for healing and optimizing the body. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. What a great intro. I'm honored to be the first guest.
Yeah, I know. I thought you would be the perfect first person to be on the show because how we met, and I totally believe in what you're doing and what you have to offer. And I just remember, like, you know, the first time we met, there was like, oh my god, we're passionate about the same herbs and we're speaking the same language. And I was like, man, he would be like the perfect person to get on the podcast because, like, you have the same, like, kind of same knowledge and more as far as herbs go, and then plus the mushroom side. I think that's so exciting.
Yeah, thank you. No, I'm stoked to be here. And how we met at Linking Awareness which I thought was a year ago, but
we covered that pretty quick. It was not a year ago, actually. It was like 6 months ago. Yeah. So good. But so Linking Awareness Journey, should we kind of tell a little bit about
Yeah, Linking Awareness, our friend Lucia has this beautiful program. You went and did Linking Awareness 1, 2, and 3. I'm doing 2 and 3 this year, but I was only able to make the first one. We went, and it's this magical 3-day course and of diving into the field, intention, how this all... And, you know, it's funny, too. I never thought about it until now, but... it's the first time I really started to relate with the animal concept, and I didn't really realize what anxieties and what how our animals hold our ailments and how close, and it makes perfect sense. But I learned that there, and it's so fitting to be talking about how mushrooms can help animals, because it's something that I'm new to, but it makes total sense, and going through the data and seeing what's going on out there right now is so cool.
Yeah, 100%. I'm like really excited to share that with the guests too. Yeah. But yeah, it's linking awareness sharing was really cool. So basically it's intercellular communication with sentient beings, nonverbal sentient beings. And so it's like that connection with animals and plants and yeah, all sentient beings. So that was like a really powerful place to meet and network and yeah, so it was really cool meeting you there.
Yeah, it was so cool. We met right away.
Yeah.
Right as I walked in, you're just like, zoop, up to the gate.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, I'm Brett. Hey, I'm Izzy. Then we were just talking about ashwagandha and went, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so vibing with this human being. He's so freaking awesome. Yeah, instant friends.
Yeah, now we're, you came out to visit us here in the Okanagan, and we're recording this at our place in Lake Country.
Yeah, right? Lake Country, British Columbia. That's where I am right now, guys. Yeah, so now I want the guests to know about, like, how did you get into the mushroom world? Like, how did that path start for you?
Yeah. So I actually went to school for business and then power engineering. And my dad's a big marathon runner and bike tourer and stuff like that. And he loves the distance, pushing the limits, training and adventure racing and stuff. So I'd always ran more like half marathon stuff growing up, and lots of trail running and training for hockey and stuff. And then actually what happened was I was a poor student. I gave him one of those, when you give your parents those gift cards that say, I owe you one back massage or one whatever.
Yeah, like for like as a gift. Like as a gift, instead of going and getting them, you'd handwrite them a little something.
Yeah, exactly. So I did one, I will run one ultra marathon with you, and he saved it for probably, I don't know, 5-6 years before he dropped it on me.
Wait, do you want to tell people how many kilometers the ultra marathon is?
Yeah, this one was the Golden Ultra, and that one was 60 kilometers through 60. Kicking Horse Mountain. So it was about 2,400 meter elevation, and it definitely tested me.
No kidding. 60 kilometers, like, catch me at 2 and I'm on the floor, maybe.
Yeah, I got these long legs. Your legs are a bit shorter.
Yeah. 5 steps is, 3 steps is 1 step for you. So he saved the coupon.
Yeah. So, but prior to that, I had started running some marathons and stuff like that. So I'd actually found these mushrooms, Cordyceps sinensis, and they were quite hard to source. This probably what would have been like 2009. So mushrooms weren't so popular back then. And these Cordyceps were helping with my longevity, helping with my recovery. I was all of a sudden had more endurance, and I knocked 10 minutes off my 10K, and I was like, something's going on here. And I started going down a rabbit hole of, that's where I found Paul Stamets, and I read all his books. And then I just, I just fell in love with these mushrooms and all the health benefits. And then I got into lions, maybe, and I was feeling that clarity. And then when it came to that, when my dad asked me to run the ultra, I started to train longer distances. So then I was really utilizing lion's mane, mostly Cordyceps, lion's mane, and a little bit of chaga. And it was helping me huge. And I just continued to. And then at that time, I started to switch to a whole food diet. And I was coming off, I was doing a lot of training in the gym and stuff, but I was taking like No Explode and these proteins and stuff like that. And then as the more I found these natural remedies, the more I just felt better and better. And then so I started to go to a whole food diet, and that's when I found the plants and the herbs. And I would just always make my mushroom stuff in my smoothies, and I'd have a morning smoothie and afternoon smoothie, and it was just a game changer for me. So it was always a passion, and I would read studies, and there's just studies coming out now in North America, but there's the Chinese and Japanese have been using these mushrooms and remedies for thousands of years.
So
there's tons of stuff when you start to dive into it, and so it was just always a passion, and I always dreamt of starting my own mushroom company, and then I was actually in the process of starting a functional mushroom company, and I was involved in this microdosing study, and at the time I was going through a real rebirth and finding new self, and I was in this microdosing trial, and it just really helped me with, and then I was also when I got into college, I'd always struggled with, I didn't struggle with reading, but I always had struggled with sitting still, and then so I got diagnosed with ADHD, but I didn't want to, at that time I had already found the whole food diet, so I didn't want to take any pharmaceuticals, so
right.
I was just navigating it and toughing it out, but this the microdosing really, all of a sudden I could compartmentalize stuff, and
wow.
And I would look through and I'd be in this flow state, and I was like flying through books, and that was like so new for me. And then what was cool is on my days off, that wasn't going away, it was just a tool to help me train my brain.
And then now
I haven't even been off microdosing for a little while, and I cycle in and out on it, but it was this real pillar in helping me train my brain. And so that's how I got involved with Mindful Meds, is I came and with the functional expertise and knowledge, and but that's just from studying, and I've taken several different mushroom courses and stuff since, but that's also just trialing on myself and seeing how these, and the power that these plants hold.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So that's how you got into Mindful Meds, is like that you, tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So this was right before COVID, and this was, mental health was becoming a real crisis at that time, and it still is today.
Mm-hmm.
But we were doing these trials with this therapist, and even that was a little bit, pretty cusp for the time. And then,
just going back here for a second, your, study for the microdosing, that was with Mindful Meds.
Yes.
And
I was just a participant though.
You were a participant.
And I came in after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I brought the functional side of things to
Amazing.
Mindful Meds. Yeah.
Yeah. And then that's how you became the co-founder.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was more, it was more just at the time, it was, just a study and a vision, but with the climate and everything, the climate we still have, but then since there's just this real need for the medicine, so that's when Mindful decided to start being able to make it accessible for people in the communities and here in BC, and then it's kind of blossomed from there, and then the functional side of things is where I've built my blends, and it's been that in itself too, it's not just psilocybin is a tool just like any other mushroom is a tool, and all these blends I think hold these beautiful tools for us in our healing and just taking that edge off and finding the power we have inside us.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I think that's like the biggest thing right there is like, it's a tool,
yeah.
Right? It's not making a claim of like, it's the cure all. Like, it's really a tool for where the individual is at in their life. A whole food supplement. It's not synthetic. It's real food. And you're using that as a tool, like from nature. It's the most important thing.
Yeah. And mushrooms are really, really cool, because they bring these polysaccharide and beta glucans and these different amino profiles that we don't necessarily get from our everyday food, so it's
right.
That's why mushrooms can be a really helpful supplement to add into our daily routines.
Yeah, 100%. And like, how do you guys source your mushrooms, and what would you say makes your product the best quality product?
For me, I was always sort always on the lookout sourcing the best mushrooms I could, and aware of the mushroom companies that are using fillers and these things, because I've always just been an advocate and passionate about it. So and I've taken that same when I'm sourcing mushrooms for anything that I do, is always looking for the best quality mushrooms that are grown organically, and then also are being tested for quality, and depending on the mushroom, where are these polysaccharide levels at, where the beta-glucan DMB glucan levels, and for lion's mane, for example, and for cordyceps, like the adenosine and stuff like that, and the cordycepin. And so where we source our mushrooms right now is through a company called Namex, and they have a farm in the Himalayas where all the mushrooms are tested, and
wow.
That's where I've found the highest quality mushrooms as far as the nutrients that I'm looking for. So
cool.
Yeah.
And like fake fillers, like I don't think people understand what that would mean with mushrooms. Like, can you?
Yeah, it's not as bad as it sounds, but it basically so there's kind of a big discussion in the mushroom community, and still seems to be a big debate of the mycelium having the same as the fungal body.
Yeah.
The fruiting body.
The fruiting body, yeah.
And so Paul Stamets has done some tests that actually have some really amazing data on it. But that being said, when they're grown on, say, an organic rice bed, brown rice bed or something, if they're saying that it has the mycelium mixed in with the fruiting body, that could also be the rice, that they've just all blended it all together. So that's where it's important to look at the data sheet, because then you're testing it to see. So that would be a lot lower levels if they're blending it all together and not. It's hard to say with the mycelium, as the mycelium may. I'm neutral on the topic. I'm a big fan of Stamets. I've read all the studies and the data that they have, and it the data shows. So to me, our mushrooms, we have our only fruiting body, just because that's the highest level beta-glucans, the highest level polysaccharides that I could find in the highest quality mushrooms were the ones with the fruiting body. Host Defense, what Paul Stamets' mushrooms that they grow all theirs, so they know how they're pulling the mycelium, how they're mixing it in. So they're a bit different and allows them to do that. So it's just something to be aware of in the industry as it's a way to stretch the product.
So like basically you're saying that there's some companies out there that say it's the mushroom, X mushroom, but it's really got like ground up rice, for instance, with it.
Yeah. And it'll say like other ingredients, and it'll say like, and that's normal, right? Because they got to grow it on a bed of some kind.
Yeah.
And this could be wood bark, or this could be brown rice is another one, or husk sometimes. And but it's just like, then I would, if you're a little wondering, I would ask the representative if they knew what percentage the beta glucans were and these kind of things when you're looking at the mushrooms.
That's a really great thing for people to know, because you know, also something people don't really know is what beta-glucan is and polysaccharides are good for. But I think those are like the two main components that really make a mushroom like good for the immune system and good for cancer and stuff like that. Yeah.
Basically, without getting too deep on the science,
yeah,
these are like all amino acid,
okay,
proteins, so like they, and that help ignite these parts of our nervous system. So
okay.
That's what's giving it that boost.
That's why those two things are like important for when you're looking at,
yeah,
quality,
totally,
mushrooms. Okay,
and,
cool.
And all these things are things that we produce in the body naturally, and what mushrooms do is they seem to just provide that spark or that boost.
Okay.
But all this stuff, right, is we have our internal pharmacy of everything that we already produce. Sometimes we're just lacking because of certain ailments or certain inflammation or whatever, so that's where it's that giving it that boost, but nothing that we ever become dependent on. And also why we've talked about this, about,
yeah,
cycling your supplements and stuff like that.
100%.
and as a naturopath, you know, like with yeah, we have this internal pharmacy. We're producing these things already, but if our gut health's off or stuff, it can help to have these boosts within in our food and our flora and stuff like that. And like so it can be really beautiful that way. And then I guess with pets, you're all mushrooms, I understand, need to be fruiting body too, right? And grown out in the wild.
From the knowledge that I've read so far, I'm definitely not a mushroom expert, but I have been using mushrooms for sure, and I can't wait to talk about all the different benefits for them. But
Well, it's cool too. It's cool to be able to relate it to, because I think it's something I love so much that it can be, like we talked about in Linking Awareness, where it's something, you know, that you can take for your pets, but also you can take yourself. So
yeah.
You guys can heal together, which is so beautiful.
100%. Yeah, totally. And from what I've read, the mushrooms that the other supplement companies are doing is definitely the fruiting body for sure.
Yeah, that's what I picked up on from
the
animal research I looked at.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what are your top five favorite mushrooms?
My top five favorite. So the Cordyceps sinensis, for me, they're hard to source. The ones that you see mostly around are Militaris. These are ones, Militaris is the same strain, but that's what's been grown in a farm. So it's basically that, but the sinensis are actually wild grown and contain the highest amounts of adenosine and cordycepin and create that drive and help with our ATP production, which is our muscle driver and recovery. And actually help enlarge the cells within the lungs, taking more oxygen. So that's by far my favorite. Then lion's mane, I'm a huge fan of lion's mane.
Mm-hmm.
I find it really helps me with focus and clarity. And I think that overall immune boosting too, I find it to be a really helpful mushroom. I really also love stacking those two together,
Cordyceps and lion's mane?
Yeah, I find them to work really well together because you get the blood flow and boost with the cordyceps, and then that when you're getting that blood flow and through with something like the lion's mane, which is helping with your nerve growth factor within the brain, that's really, and you feel just that real focus in that flow state. Next is chaga. Chaga is one that I love, is, you know, really, we were chatting about this the other day, the health within the spleen and the chi that this mushroom has, and it's this ancient mushroom that is so healing and so powerful, and it's something that I cycle through my routine pretty regularly, like every 3 months or so.
The king of mushrooms.
The king of mushrooms. And what, and recently read some articles and studies around how it actually can help restructure your DNA, which is pretty
cool. Yeah, that is wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy I asked that.
Yeah. And then next, which is, you know, really mixes in here with shiitake.
Mm-hmm.
Shiitake is so great for, it actually helps you produce lectin, which we produce naturally, but that's what we produce to create our white blood cells. So it's a great immunity booster, and then super yummy, like great with butter and garlic, and just as like an everyday awesome, and like mushroom tacos, stuff like that.
Mushroom tacos.
One of my faves.
Yeah.
Lion's mane crab cakes, I actually learned about
recently.
Lion's
mane crab cakes?
That's super good.
Okay, you're cooking for me next time.
And then my last one is turkey tail. Turkey tail is one that's become quite famous through Stamets and his mother using turkey tail as a tool within getting over cancer. This is super microbial mushroom. So it's what they've found is it helps with isolating that cancer. So it's a really good tool in going with the chemo. So that one I find is just a great immune boost, but also that, that real cleanser, gut health.
Gut health, yeah.
Beautiful mushroom too, like it looks like a turkey's tail.
Yeah.
It's cool, it's all blue and orange.
Well, I'm excited because I just got my first bottle of Mindful Meds turkey tail, and I'm super excited to take it with Ayla.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I'm looking forward to hearing how that goes.
So excited. So, yeah, those are the five, eh?
Those are the five. Do you have five?
Well,
that's just for me to answer.
That's just for you to answer because I'm still exploring. But honestly, though, like, I do love all the five mushrooms that you picked because I've actually been playing around with them and having my chug a hot chocolate, having the lion's mane. I've been taking that and I personally been feeling really good taking that one, like that mental clarity. Also, we were talking about how, like, I normally have a super crazy itchy left nostril.
Oh, that's right.
And, like, ever since taking, well, I've been doing a rotation between cordyceps and lion's mane. And, like, not only is it giving me, like, that mental clarity and, like, feeling good, but when you told me you took cordyceps for working out, I tried it for working out.
What'd you think?
Yeah, it felt really good, honestly. Oh, cool. Yeah, and it's like, guys, it's the first time I worked out like at a gym in over 2 years. So, but yeah, I got a good sweat going on. I was feeling good. I'm like, it must be the mushrooms. There's no way my cardio's that good. But yeah, no, for real. And honestly, when we had met at Linking Awareness, we were talking about Ayla's toe because Ayla's freaking toe would not heal. So Ayla had a broken toenail and she had it surgically removed because there was the quick was getting inflamed. So when that happens and the nail is like really badly broken, they recommend removing the nail. So that's what we did. And right off the bat, it didn't look good. And then over time, and also with like the odd time she got the bandaging off and licking it like crazy, she grew a really bad abscess. So, the vet wanted to amputate her toe and they thought it was cancer. So they actually did a biopsy on this growth. And so they sent it in and my intuition was like, I think it's just aggravated, but they had me all scared that it's cancer, could be toe cancer. We did x-rays because they said like the bone is probably bad. So they did the x-ray, came back, the bone is fine and healthy. They still wanted to amputate. I'm like, this makes no sense to amputate a perfectly healthy toe. So minus the fact that there was an abscess. So like I tried everything. And so what actually ended up helping was lavender essential oil to help bring that aggressive growth down. Mm-hmm. But after 7 months, it was taking so long for it to heal and it was still not 100% healed. And then that's when you'd recommended the immunity.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, I should take this for myself. So this is the Mindful Meds Immunity. So I take it for myself, but I also gave it to Ayla for 30 days.
Yeah,
and after the 30 days, it was finally completely gone. I felt like her body was just so exhausted from fighting so long that like it just needed that last immune boost to like really help fight whatever this growth was. And so finally the nail closed over and now her toe is like nothing ever happened.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so that's like, that was my first honest experience with mushrooms.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And I was taking it for myself. And I even remember getting sick and telling you about it. And you're like, oh, are you taking immunity? And I was like, oh, right.
Yeah.
And I took immunity and I honestly felt so much better within 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's amazing. You know, like I designed that blend focus. I was really, when I was looking into that and, I was fascinated by how our immunity, it all stems from our gut.
Mm-hmm.
Our gut health. And our vagus nerve is actually our second largest highway to our brain. So it's like this also, when your gut is unhappy, is also, that's a direct link to your serotonin and dopamine receptors. So like if your gut's unhappy and you're not, and you don't have that good gut bacteria, you're actually depleting your dopamine and serotonin as well. So there's been so many people that I've talked to that even before microdosing where that would hurt their stomach, where I get them on the immunity for a month and that actually that actually does them a world of good, just getting that gut flora healthy, cleaning, helping healthily clean out those large and small intestines, the liver and spleen strength, and that lentin production, and just focusing from that gut has been so powerful. And it's just got a little bit of black pepper to help with that taking in of the nutrients. And,
right.
It's worked out to be so beautiful in that it's, yeah, it brings that gut health, but that, and that just stems through everything. And something like that, like what Ayla was dealing with, is it's so cool to see that worked the same in dogs as it does, because it's that,
yeah, you're so
in something hurting, not necessarily sick, but still getting at that bacteria, giving it that boost to overcome it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and it really, yeah, totally helped for sure. And I think, like, with the stress of that toe, like, her gut was depleted, because stress will deplete your gut health.
Totally.
So it was really interesting to see that boost. So, yeah, that was really cool. And I know, like, in the pet industry, there's, like, people that were concerned that mushrooms were actually toxic to pets. But holistic vets are saying, like, whatever mushrooms are good for you as a human, minus psilocybin, but the functional mushrooms that are good for you are good for your pets, too. And that they show a lot of reaping benefits. And, like, Dr. Karen Becker's really big on mushrooms for pets. So is Dr. Martin Goldstein. These are two really awesome holistic vets. Dr. Martin Goldstein, I really love him. Also, Dana Scott from Dogs Naturally magazine.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Dr. Patricia Jordan, too, is on board with mushrooms, because they're all part of the Dogs Naturally magazine, and they have a ton of articles on it. So it's really interesting. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to actually tell our guests about your five favorite mushrooms and how those specific mushrooms have been shown to benefit dogs and cats.
Cool.
So the first one you had chosen was the cordyceps, and they actually have a lot of benefits that they can offer for our dogs and cats, such as immune modulating, has been shown to help increase energy, anti-tumor, anti-inflammatory, it's full of antioxidants, has been known to help protect the liver, the kidney, and the lungs, and is used in the treatment of disorders and issues such as chronic kidney failures. Helps support thyroid, support adrenal glands, and so much more. So cordyceps has the affinity for the lungs, which can make a good supplement for dogs and cats with allergies to help promote healthy respiration, which I found super interesting.
Super interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how much, like, all of those ailments, you know, blood flow and that flowing of those toxins out, and how that helps.
And because of that flow, that does make cordyceps, from what I read, a warming mushroom, because it produces heat through that blood circulation.
Yeah.
So the only thing I wouldn't probably recommend it totally for, like, dogs who are actually already really running hot. There's not a lot of dogs, not all dogs do, but there's just some hot dogs. So that might get them energetically warmer. What's that?
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly. Hot dog. Obviously, this is not a mushroom that's recommended to feed it to pregnant and lactating pets. No mushroom should be fed to pets that have allergies to mold or fungus. But other than that, it's shown to have a lot of really wonderful, wonderful benefits. So I know, personally speaking, cordyceps kept my lungs top shape when I went for my jog. So then the next one you chose was the lion's mane. Really interesting. One, again, like, I've been personally using and feeling really great, because my, you know, I got so much on the go between having Lily and then my animals and running a business, and I'm just like, frig, I need some mental clarity. And so that's why I started taking lion's mane, to, like, get that, right?
Sure.
To feel that. So it's definitely been, I definitely do notice the difference, because I was starting to get brain fog.
Yeah.
And I still have it sometimes, for sure. But the lion's mane, I definitely did notice a difference.
Yeah.
So
it helps with that inflammation and that blood flow with with the brain throughout the brain, the brain there.
And it didn't get its name for no reason. Like, it's a gorgeous mushroom. It looks like a lion's mane, literally.
Yes.
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And it's been traditionally used in Chinese medicine for thousands of years. And some of the benefits of lion's mane is it's actually known as a natural antibiotic.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Studies have shown it may protect against dementia, anti-diabetic, anti-fatigue, neuroprotective, known anti-inflammatory and adaptogen that can help reduce symptoms of anxiety, can help improve brain function, anti-cancer properties, and so much more. Lion's mane can help improve the gut health, so 80% of our immune system relies on that gut health, and lion's mane is known to be a prebiotic, which feeds the beneficial bacteria in the gut. It's also been known to help repair the gut when dealing with leaky gut. So, guys, this is a big one for pets with leaky gut. And then also leaky gut can really resemble a lot like allergies. So in Dogs Naturally magazine, they also state that lion's mane has been shown to have anti-ulcer effects as well as help control IBD. Lion's mane is a very beneficial mushroom for both dogs and cats' immune system support and gut health support.
Such a good one. That's really interesting how it can work to help with that leaky gut and that being something that's so common within pets.
Yeah, and people too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I for sure have leaky gut. I'm pretty sure everybody's got leaky gut. No, I'm just kidding. But
I had leaky gut.
Yeah, it's over now. It's over now. I don't have it anymore. Actually, I haven't had like allergies symptoms in a while. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Probably. So these mushrooms are the shiitake mushrooms. These mushrooms are delicious. I love cooking shiitake.
Yeah, so good.
So good. So, and I'm going to eat more of it. Actually, after I did some research on pets, I was like, went straight to the grocery store and bought a bunch of shiitake and made like spaghetti with it. Anyways. Yeah,
so good.
Yeah, so you can find the shiitakes at the grocery store. These are nutrient-packed mushrooms full of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, fibers, amino acids, as well as antioxidants. And I was shocked with how many benefits there is to shiitake. But due to their high nutrient profile as well as containing beta-glucans, shiitakes are also known to have the following benefits. So it's known as an immune booster, hormone balancing, anti-tumor, maintenance of healthy weight, skin and coat health due to selenium content, and gut health as it's good for the gut health as it contains prebiotics, cancer-fighting properties, antimicrobial, and so much more. Shiitakes actually contain 30 different types of enzyme, which aids in digestion, from what I read.
Yeah.
This would make shiitake a natural source of enzymes, which are responsible for many tasks in the body. Enzymes are responsible for over 300 different tasks in the body.
Yeah, wow.
So, and, like, when you have excess scar tissue, it's actually good to take enzymes because enzymes will help break down that excess scar tissue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting that shiitake had so many enzymes.
Yeah. You know, I never even thought about that, but yes, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then shared by the White Oak Vet scientists in one study found animals given powdered shiitake showed a 40% inhibition in the growth of sarcoma. So reduced by 40%.
That's amazing.
The lentinin, like you were mentioning, in shiitakes activated immune responses in the body fighting the tumors. In another animal study published by the American Association for Cancer Research, 10 mice suffering from sarcoma were given shiitake extract. During the study, 6 out of the 10 mice showed tumor regression.
That's crazy, hey?
Yeah. According to iHeartDog article, studies have been conducted on rats demonstrating how shiitakes can help maintain healthy weight in dogs and cats.
Cool.
Yeah, so
I imagine the enzymes would play a big role in that as well, right?
Exactly. And also because shiitake is known as a hormone balancer and good for the thyroid, I think saying, right? So that's curious. Yeah. So I found it really interesting how shiitake themselves can contribute to the maintenance of healthy weight. So I found one study tested out this benefits of shiitake on rats. The rats taking a high dose of shiitake mushrooms had a 35% less weight gain than the rats taking fewer mushrooms. The rats with the high dose also had less overall mass.
Thus, the researchers believe the mushrooms have a similar effect on other mammals because of the items inside of the mushrooms.
Cool.
So.
Do you know mushrooms actually have similar DNA to us than rats?
Isn't it like by 30%?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Isn't that wild?
So wild. It's so crazy.
It's just a fun fact.
It is, yeah. So like, no wonder we can actually receive the benefits from the actual mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot we don't know yet, but there's some definitely interesting crossovers for sure.
I can't wait for more research to come out.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch us in 10 years.
We'll be flying.
Yeah, we'll be flying. Our houses will be floating. All right, so chaga, immune regulating. So this one helps balance the immune system. It's not more of, it's not an immune booster. So they will either boost the immune system or slow it down depending what the body needs. Anti-cancer, antioxidant, because it's loaded with the polysaccharides. Anti-inflammatory, antiviral, known to help regulate blood sugar levels. This could be beneficial for pets with allergies. And according to Dogs Naturally magazine, they share a study that there are anti-tumor effects are described as pro-apoptotic. I have no idea what, meaning they promote cell death in cells that are a threat to the body while leaving healthy cells alone, selectively targeting and killing cancer cells. They've also been shown to help reduce toxicity after traditional radiation or chemotherapy treatments.
Yeah. So you think about the chaga, how it works in nature too. It will grow on these birch trees, and it's where these trees have been pulled by a bear or something.
Injured the bark.
Yeah, the bark is injured, and they actually grow over like a scab on the tree and stop the tree from bleeding sap or dying around that area. So they actually work as like a bandage in nature as well.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Like when we had a friend ask us, how would it work in nature?
That's right.
How does it work in nature?
Yeah.
Interesting. So turkey tail, especially known for its ability to reduce tumor growth and anti-cancer properties, also anti-inflammatory, antibacterial.
There's a theme going on here with mushrooms. Totally. They seem to be like all anti-cancer, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. But anyways, turkey tail is also an antibacterial, fights infection, including warts. Did you know that?
That's why I'm wart free.
I'm not. I got warts at the bottom of my feet.
Looking at the turkeys, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm like excited. I'll let you know in like 30 days if I see a reduction. I'm gonna like start measuring them now.
Please do.
Yeah.
You'll have to let everyone know on your next pod.
It treats ringworm. I definitely don't have that, so that's good. But So it treats ringworm, antifungal, supports the body's detox process. That's a good one.
Yeah.
A neuroprotector, promotes healthy cell growth, liver and spleen support, and so much more. This mushroom is a real super mush. Turkey tail. Okay. One of the most interesting things I found about turkey tail is its ability to fight yeast.
Yeah. That's super interesting, right?
So interesting because like, minimum 60% of my clients have pets with yeast. So, turkey tail mushrooms can help crowd out yeast by feeding beneficial bacteria colonies. This also ramps up the immune response to fight against yeast. This makes turkey tail good for yeasty pets. A 2012 study published in Evidence-Based Complementary Medicine looked at the effectiveness of turkey tail mushrooms in treating dogs with hemangiosarcoma. It's a vascular cancer with a high rate of metastasis.
Oh my god, I'm not saying that right.
That's pretty close.
Spreading to other parts of the body. So this is actually a very aggressive cancer that's primarily found in the spleen.
Wow.
Yeah, and even when the spleen is removed, the prognosis is still poor in dogs with this type of cancer. The median survival rate is from 19 to 86 days, with less than 10% of dogs surviving past 12 months. Wow. So this is where it gets interesting. In this study, they gave PSP from turkey tail mushrooms to dogs from a teaching vet hospital. All dogs were diagnosed with hemangiosarcoma. The dogs underwent a double-blind study with no concurrent treatments. When the results were analyzed, the researchers found the dogs given PSP had a much longer time until metastasis, and survival time increased with the size of the dose. So survival time with no treatment was 86 days. Survival time with 50 milligrams per kilogram per day turkey tail was 117 days, and survival time with 100 milligram per kilogram per day turkey tail was 199 days.
Wow.
So just with turkey tail.
So it sounds like they've actually extracted the PSP from the turkey tail.
Is what that's saying.
Is what they're referring to, but that's still super cool. The PSP and the PSK is the two parts that seem to really help with the in the cancer studies, along with from the turkey tail itself, but so taking it as a whole or isolating it in the PSP. I know that's something that the Japanese had done initially,
like way back.
I think that was probably in the 90s.
Okay, so that's super interesting. So PSP is like a component of the turkey tail.
Yeah, it's a makeup of I can never say it right, polysaccharide polypeptides, but that's there's basically five of them.
Yeah.
And then the PSP is that component, and the PSK is the colloids, I believe.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that is like what I found as far as your five favorite mushrooms and the benefits for pets.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you. That was tons of fun. It's really interesting to see that these mushrooms have been, you know, you mentioned how there's this theme with mushrooms, and it is really interesting how these mushrooms tend to have these overlying areas where they have these similar polysaccharides and these amino profiles. So then,
yeah,
then they have these certain different things that help, like the turkey tail with the PSP, or like the cordyceps with the cordycepin, and they just have these different, so they're very like have that overall core, but then they have these different components, which I find super fascinating with mushrooms.
Yeah, totally, because like you're saying, they have a lot of same benefits, but they actually have some unique ones.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, which will help you identify which one's best for you and your pets.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, by doing, I always encourage all my clients to do your own research.
Yeah.
Don't just let anyone give you just any information. Like, go out there, learn some more if you're sincerely considering mushrooms for your pets. I know I'm exploring it for myself and Ayla, and we are taking them together.
Yeah.
Not always the same ones, but
yeah. And that's a huge thing with, you know, all supplements, all naturals and stuff, is it's not a one size fits all model. Right?
Exactly. 100%.
Yeah. Like, we all come from different heritage. We all have different daily routines, daily lives. Like, some things are going to work for some people and they're going to work differently for others. So
exactly.
It's about making sure it works from a health perspective for you, but then also, yeah, figuring out where it works. Because also the time of the day that you're taking it, and how is it after a meal, before a meal, like, and kind of figuring that out. And that takes just a little bit of trial and error. But once you get it figured, and looking at that, I think just changing that perspective of it being a pain to it actually being a way of exploring yourself and learning more about your own personal health and what works for you.
I love that you mentioned that. It's so important, because we are exactly that. We're all unique.
Yeah.
And our animals are too, and
totally.
Their needs are unique. So by, you know, finding someone, if you don't know how to identify, that's why you have mushroom pros who can help you, mushroom experts and or a naturopath, for your pet or for yourself to, if you can't figure it out, but through your lifestyle, they can help identify which mushroom or what supplements or herbs would suit you best. Totally. Based on your individual needs.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
So I love that, using food as medicine.
That's it.
Yeah, food as medicine. So I think that wraps that up. And I want the guests to know how it is they can find you.
Yeah, like if anyone ever wants to chat mushrooms or has any questions about even like, you know, how it can work in with their own routine, or, you know, I do not necessarily work with pets, but I'm learning more and more. And then now with our connection, it's something we can bat the ball around with for sure. And if you can find me on Instagram, I believe my tag is @Brellisley, or reach out via the Mindful website, my email on there and stuff. And then I also do a weekly show called The Mash, where once a week we're just diving into new age science, psychedelic healing, natural healing, frequency healing, that kind of thing.
Love that.
Live on YouTube and Twitch. So that's in my Instagram and in my bio.
Awesome. So guys, it's Brellisley. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
So on Instagram, Brellisly. That's how you can find him on Instagram. And then you can find him on YouTube. Mash?
Yeah, The Mash on YouTube.
The Mash on YouTube. So, and then, thank you so much for joining. I'm so happy we finally got this done. It's like, man, we've like waited so long to finally have, like, between the time difference and everything too, and like your busy schedule and this crazy schedule, it's nice to finally be able to get together and make this show happen. So
on. Totally. It was so fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next time. And hope you enjoyed the show. Make sure to leave a comment and we'll talk to you soon. Bye, everyone. And that's a wrap. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. Oh yeah, little side note. When I was talking about Ayla's toe, it's not an abscess. It was a growth. I listened to myself in the recording. I was like, wait a second, that's an abscess. Why did I say abscess? Anyways, so it was a growth and now it's totally gone. So I can't wait to actually share pictures about that, because that was quite the journey that I really want to share a little bit more about. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know I had so much fun recording it with Brett. We had a couple good laughs. And yeah, so if you want to find us on Instagram, you can find us on Instagram or Facebook at Holy Raw Nutrition. So Holy Raw is HOLIRAW Nutrition. And if you have any questions or inquiries about anything that you heard about, or just, you know, you want to learn more, you can email us at holyrawnutrition@gmail.com and ask for Isabel if you'd like. So our email is holiraw.nutrition@gmail.com. Thank you so much. And we will catch you next time on the next episode on Holy Raw Nutrition Podcast. All right. Bye, guys.